This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فسقى لهما ثم تولى إلى الظل فقال رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we are living in an age where we are all aware that people are facing different challenges and different amount of difficulties. Now, whatever the reasons are for those type of challenges and difficulties, we know people are facing difficulties, challenges. People are depressed. People are sad. People are facing challenges. Allah knows best with regard to what is the reason for it. Sometimes it could be the competitive nature of humankind. Today, everyone is competing with another person. We're competing with the Joneses. Social media has exacerbated it and make it more difficult. So people are competing with one another, therefore they can never get through happiness with what they got. Sometimes it is because of the stress of modern day living. So everything, there is a stress. You have to worry about the rent, you have to worry about the petrol prices, you have to worry about security. Whatever the reason is, people are stressed out, people are facing difficulty, people are facing challenges. Now when these things happen, it's a natural thing for us to reach out to help people. And to be able to help people in difficulty is not only something that has been emphasized in our Sharia. There is so much of goodwill, there is so much of emphasis, there is so much of reward for it. It's an ibadat on its own to help other people with regard to the difficulties they are facing. Aaj hum is door se guzar rahe hain ke jahan logon ko bahut mushkilat aur masaib ka samna kar karna padta hai in halat ki jo bhi wujuhat ho hamari zimmedari hai ki hum logon ki madad kare. Islam ne logon ki madad karna, unki mushkilat ko hal karna na sirf neki ka kaam hai balki ibadat hai. Now today briefly I want to just share some of the aspects of helping others. Firstly, when we help others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Hum dusron ki madad karenge to Allah ta'ala hamare madad karenge. Whenever we help other people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. Wallahi fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abd fi auni akhi. Allah is in the assistance of others when we are helping others. One beautiful hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, man nafasa an mu'minin qurbatun min qurbi ad-dunya nafasa Allahu anhu qurbatun min qurbi yawm al-qiyamah. Whoever helps a person with regard to the difficulty of this world, whoever helps a person with regard to the difficulty of this world, Allah will remove one of his difficulties in Qiyamah. Ya Allah Ajim, you remove one difficulty in this world, Allah will remove a difficulty of yours in Qiyamah. Aap kisi ki madad kare yahan pe, kisi mushkil ko dur kare dunya mein, Allah Ta'ala aapko Qiyamah ke din aapki mushkil ko dur karenge. There is no comparison between the two. But this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors. Firstly, when you help others, then Allah ta'ala helps you. The second thing is, Allah forgives the person who helps others. The dusre ki madad kare, Allah ta'ala unki maghfirat farmate hain. Ya Allah, we think maghfirat and forgiveness is to do with ibadat. Tahajjud pare to Allah ta'ala maghfirat farmate hain. Ye to hai. Tahajjud to bahut badi ibadat hai. It's a very big ibadat. But look at this, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah forgives you if you are helping others. There is many ahadith and different riwayats and turaks of this particular incident and this theme and this lesson. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I saw a person enjoying himself in Jannah because he removed a thorn from the road that was used by people. Main ek aadmi ko dekh raha hu ki wo khush hai Jannat mein. Kyun? Kone ne aise cheezon ko dur kiya jo logo istemal karte the raste mein. He removed some item that people were inconveniencing people. He removed him. Allah says, I saw him enjoying himself in Jannah. Enjoying himself in Jannah for what? To remove a thorn from the road. Now if you remove some other difficulty from people, can you imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you? Second thing, Allah forgives the person who helps. Thirdly, there is such a great reward. There is such a great reward for helping others. There is such a great reward. Ke bahut bada sawab hai. Logon ki madad karna, ye mashhoor hai. Waqia, maine bahut se martaba logon ko bataya. I made mention with regard to this incident many a times. I made mention of this incident many a times with regard to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu one day was sitting in itikaf. A person came to Abdullah ibn Abbas. Oh, Abdullah ibn Abbas, I want you to help me. I want you to assist me. I want you to go and help me speak to another person who is, you have connection with him, you can go and speak to him, you will help me. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in itikaf. To itikaf mein se kara hokar jo hai na wo nikle masjid se. And I made mention of this many a time. I'm not giving you fatwa. If you're in itikaf, ask the ulama when you can and when you can't leave. I'm giving you the incident. So someone said, Abdullah, you are in itikaf. How can you go and do such a thing? How can, are you, aren't you in itikaf? Aren't? He said, I heard Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He pointed his finger in the direction of the qabr of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said, I heard the person of this qabr saying, whoever helps a person in difficulty, Allah gives him the reward of 1 month's i'tikaf. And one riwayat I read, 1 year's i'tikaf. Jo kisi ki madad kare, ek mahine ke i'tikaf ke barabar unko sawab milta hai. Ek mahine ke i'tikaf ke barabar. So the fourth thing I made mention with regard to it, or the third thing, Allah rewards you. The fourth thing, it's a natural thing. Ye fitri amar hai, kisi ko agar aap mushkil mein dekhe, to aap jaakar unki madad ke liye pahunche. It's a natural thing. If you see someone in difficulty, it must be a human inclination that how must I go and help him? Iski madad mein kaise kar sakta hu? How can I go and help him? Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ki ajeeb waqia hai Quran mein. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ran away from, I won't say ran, maybe the word is not right. He had to, because of circumstances, leave Egypt. Right? So he left Egypt. And when he قال الملأ إن الملأ يعتمرون بك ليقتلوك فخرج إني لك من الناصحين فخرج منها خائفا يترقب. Came and told Musa, Musa, the Pharaoh wants to kill you. Leave from here, I am your well-wisher. فخرج منها خائف. So he left from there out of anxiety. And he came to Madain, Madian or Madain in Iraq. And when he was there, he came, that time the people didn't have water in the taps. Today we have water in the taps, we take it for granted. Rain water closes the water, we all get angry. That time there was no water in the taps. You had to get one well, everyone used to get water and draw the water from there. Musa alayhi salam came, there was a well, everyone was, you know, getting water from there. And there he saw two women. Tamshi ala stihya. What a beautiful explanation. They were like walking on modesty. Unki har ehtibar se haya tapak rahi thi. In every way they had modesty covering them. That is what a woman is. She is covered in modesty. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw them, and she saw that he saw them that they were not going to draw the water. Why are you not drawing the water? Are we not drawing the water because there are too many people there? We will afterwards, when people have left, then we will go and pour the water. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw them like that, took their pail, took their buckets, went to go and draw the water. فَسَقَى لَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى صَلْفِ فَسَقَى لَهُمَا. He went to draw water for them, gave them the water. Then he came under a shade. فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. Ya Allah, I am in need of any good that you can give me. At that time, Musa alayhi salam had no accommodation. He had no food. He had nothing. And he said, oh Allah, jo bhi aap de, main uske madadgar aur main jo ne uske chahne wala hu. Aise halat mein Musa alayhi salatu wasalam helped those two women. When you see someone in difficulty, it's a natural human tendency for you to go and help people. Whether we do it or not, I don't know. If that whole particular inclination is left in us or not. Huh? یہ فطری امر ہے ہمارے پاس ہے یا نہیں ہے, واللہ عالم. But when you see someone in difficulty, it's a natural thing for you to go out and reach out to help them. And the fifth thing, I want to spend some time in this, my dear respected brothers. Part of helping other people is to share in their joy and to share in their pain. Let me repeat it. Part of helping other people is to share in their pain and to share in their joy. دوسروں کی مدد کرنے میں یہ ایک اہم چیز ہے کہ دوسرے کی خوشیاں میں, دوسرے کی خوشی میں اور دوسرے کے مشکل میں آپ ان کے ساتھ دیں اور ان کے ساتھ تعاون کریں. آپ اس کو اسی طرح آپ کو بھی فکر ہو, آپ کو بھی وہی چیز ہو جو ان کے پاس ہو, جو ان کی حالات ہو. یو شیئر دی جوائے اینڈ یو شیئر دی پین, دس از پارٹ آف ہیلپنگ ادرس. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے سیرین حدیث, احب الاعمال الى الله سرور تدخله على مسلم. When I hear this hadith, I'm absolutely amazed. I can even take an oath on this. I don't think there's anyone who regards this as the most beloved deed in the eyes of Allah. No one regards this. I don't think anybody. But it's a hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The most beloved deed in the eyes of Allah is to give happiness to a Muslim. We give taklif to Muslims, we don't give happiness. But hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ahabbul a'mali ila Allah sururun tudkhiluhu ala Muslim. The most beloved deed in the eyes of Allah is to give happiness to a Muslim. Musliman ko khush karo, ye sabse mehboob amal hai Allah taala ke nazdeek. Who regards this as a mahboob amal? Who regards this as an opportunity? Let me go and make someone smile. Let me go and make someone happy. Ya Allah, part of helping others is to share the joy of others. Wallahi al-azim, the joy we get helping others is incalculable. Hum uska andaaza nahi laga sakte kisi ko khush karna. To share the joy of others. And today there are many times people, they can share the pain of others, they can't share the joy of others. Today people can share the pain of others. Yeh aasan hai, kisi ke dukh jo hai na, uska aap unke saath rahe. Lekin kisi ka sukh, yeh bahut mushkil ho gaya. Log kehte na, ajeeb baat yeh hai, ke aaj log apne dukh se dukhi nahi, dusron ki sukh se dukhi hai. Today people are not unhappy because of their pain, and their difficulty, they are in difficulty because of the goodness Allah has given to someone else. Ya Allah, Allah has given someone else, you finding it difficult. Share the joy of others. And it's sometimes, you know, I don't know why people find it difficult to share the joy of others. They can still share the pain, but they can't share the joy of others. If we cannot share the joy of others, we are far from Iman. If we cannot share the joy of others, we are far from Iman. آپ دوسرے کی خوشی میں شریک نہیں ہو سکتے تو آپ ایمان سے بہت دور ہیں. And when you cannot share, when you share the joy of others, you reap what you sow. Allah will inshallah give you happiness. You share the joy of others, you'll see Allah Ta'ala will give you that particular task. Abdullah ibn Abbas رضی اللہ عنہ was a most amazing statement. When I read this, I said, Ya Allah, حیات الصحابہ میں بھی لکھا ہے اور دوسروں لوگوں نے بھی اس کو اوپر بیان کیا. He said, Allah has given me three qualities. Allah مجھے تین خصلتیں اللہ تعالیٰ نے مجھے عطا فرمایا. Just listen to this. How, what qualities? He said, when I read a Quranic ayat and hadith, which I find beneficial, I say, I hope I can share this with the whole world. مجھے کوئی قرآن کی آیت ملے یا حدیث ملے جو مجھے میرے لیے نفع ہو, تو میں چاہتا ہوں کہ جو ہے نا تمام آدمیوں کو اور تمام لوگوں کو میں اس کو پھیلاؤں اور اس کے ساتھ ان کو شریک کروں اس کے بارے میں. I hope that I can share that Quranic ayat and hadith which I have benefited. Second thing he said, when I come to know of a just ruler, if I come to know of a just ruler and a just government anywhere in the world, I become happy even if I can't share the justice of that ruler. مجھے اگر پتا چلا ہے کوئی عادل بادشاہ ہو تو میں بہت خوشی ہوتا ہوں, چاہے میں اس سے نفع حاصل کرو یا نہ کرو. Can you imagine? We are living under the whole particular government full of corruption. If we come to know of some government that is just, we will say, what? Will we get happy? Look at those people, alhamdulillah, they got a good government. Huh? When, as Abdullah ibn Abbas says, when I come to know of anyone who is under a just government, I get extremely happy. Thirdly, he said, when I come to know that there is beneficial rain somewhere, I get extremely happy. Even if I benefit from it or not. Mujhe agar pata chale kisi jagah barish hui hai aur bahut nafa bakhsh barish hui hai to main bahut khush hota hu. Chahe mere upar para hai ya nahi. Chahe mere upar gira ya nahi. Whether it came to me or not. Allah. Do we have that qualities? If someone good come to someone, we get happy. Become happy, brothers, you see Allah. Today we don't have this. We are so small-minded. We are so small-minded that you can't imagine with regard to it. You know, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu used to say, don't ever rejoice at the misfortune of someone else. Don't ever rejoice. Because you will help shaitan get the upper hand over him. Aap jo hai na kisi ko takleef de, agar main deke, to aap khush na ho. Don't ever get happy at the rejoicing. Today someone becomes, you know, difficulty with someone. We say, uske upar to Allah ka azab hai. Uske upar to Allah ta'ala ka azab hai. As if we are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We get happy with regard to that. It's amazing. He said, we sahaba were so cautious of passing judgment of others until we knew how we are going to die. Until we knew what is our khatima, we never judge anyone's. جب تک ہمیں اپنے خاتمہ کے بارے میں معلوم نہ تھا تو ہم کسی کے بارے میں ہم فیصلہ نہیں کرتے تھے. And there's one very amazing statement of Rabi ibn Khuthum. He was a student of Abdullah ibn Masud رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. He said such an amazing thing. He said, today people have the fear of Allah with regard to the sins of others, not their own sins. لوگ تقوی اختیار کرتے ہیں اور اللہ تعالیٰ سے ڈرتے ہیں دوسروں کے گناہ کی وجہ سے, اپنے گناہ کی وجہ سے نہیں. They fear Allah with regard to the sins of others. Their own sins, they're not worried with regard to it. Huh? The person who thinks much about himself makes a very small package. Share the joy of others. Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu's incident is very well known in the books of history. In the books of Ahadith, Ka'b bin Malik didn't go to the Battle of Tabuk. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew that he was a sincere Sahabi. The Munafiqs came and they gave excuses. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left them. Ka'b bin Malik and three other companions, social boycott. Don't talk to them. Unke saath baat na karo. 40 din ya 50 din ke liye. 40 days or 50 days. After 50 days, Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat in the 10th supara. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven them. Al-Kattab Allah. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven them. Thumma taba alayhim liyatubu. So when the ayat was revealed after Fajr in Masjid al-Nabawi, Ka'b bin Malik was very far. So Sahaba rushed to go and tell Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu with regard to that whole particular incident. Everyone rushed to go and tell Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu with regard to that. So when they rushed, someone rushed and took his horse. One said, I'm going to outdo him. So he went to a small hill overlooking where Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala used to stay. And he used to say, Ka'b, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced your forgiveness. So Ka'b came running to Masjid al-Nabawi. Talha bin Ubaidullah met him outside the Masjid. Talha bin Ubaidullah, first thing, he met him and he embraced him. Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, he shared my joy. I will never ever forget Talha bin Ubaidullah. When Allah accepted my repentance, he came and he hugged me. He said, every person who hugged me, I always remember them for the rest of my life. When you share the joy of others, that person will remember you for the rest of your life. And of course, when a person is in difficulty, you share his pain. Koi mushkil mein ho to aap uske saath aap sharik ho, uske jo hai na, you share his pain. I mean, there's so many examples time has given. Let me give you one small example. and this is not very well known. This is a Muslim, my dear respected brothers. Muslims share the pain and the difficulties of others. A very incident, not very well known. The Ottoman Khilafat. In the Ottoman Khilafat, there was a Sultan by the name of Sultan Abdul Majid. So in the Irish famine, the very famous famine. So in the Irish famine, the people were dying of hunger. So Sultan Abdul Majid, that time the Ottomans were not very, very wealthy also. They were towards the end of their rule. He decided to send 10,000 pounds to help the Irish with regard to their famine. Musliman jab ek jane us zamana mein aisa tha. So they were, he said, so the Queen Victoria came to know, he said, we only gave 2,000. You got no right to give 10,000. It is against our honor and dignity. Only give 1,000 pounds. So Sultan Abdul Majid gave 1,000 pounds. But then he sent 5 ships full of food to a place on the Irish coast known as Drogheda. I think the name is Drogheda. And even today, in the emblem of that city, there is a small emblem of the Ottoman flag. So he was only gave 1,000 pounds, but because of the famine, he sent 5 ships to go and help the people who were in famine. Ye hai Musalman ka shewa. This is the quality of a believer. So my dear respected brothers, in conclusion, what we see when people are in difficulty, help them. I gave you the examples with regard to the different benefits of helping. Allah helps you. Allah forgives you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you such great rewards. It's a natural thing. And one of the things that I've emphasized, learn to share the joy and the pain of others. May Allah give us a tawfiq.